Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I love teaching, you know that. I'm going to teach you the one measurable that matters. And it's huge, and if you figure it out, the rest will take care of itself. What is that one measurable? It's the customer experience. We're going to get ready to jump into that. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. If you need help acquiring customers, you're not getting enough traffic. That's it. Three components of business. And the number one is you need to attract customers. So if you're not, get some professionals to do it. All right, let's jump into this. Again, this is the one measurable. I want you to set one measurable right now. A lot of people, you focus it on revenue, profit, margins. And I would tell you, maybe you take a year, because we do this every year. We pick something that we want to focus on each year in our company. And it's not always money. We'll create a measurable that dictates other measurables. Like in our business, and this is why I think Get Started Marketing is great, traffic. There is a number in our business that we know if we get this much traffic, this many leads, this many estimates, there's a number there. And if we hit that, all the other numbers take care of themselves. Like, I don't need to know the revenue or anything like that because there's a number. We hit it. It knocks down 10 other dominoes. And I'm going to give you something maybe to focus on next year. One measurable that maybe you've never thought about as a measurable. It's customer experience. What is your standard for the customer experience? I look back at like shopping experiences or service experiences that I've had that were amazing. Amazing to the point where it literally like seared something in my brain. I remember the first time I went to a Nordstrom in Annapolis, Maryland. I still remember it. You walked in and you took an escalator up to the men's clothing department. And somebody was playing a piano, wearing a tuxedo, playing a piano. It was unbelievable. I was like, this must be what heaven looks like. I love clothing. And it was incredible. You literally wanted to spend all day there. They created the perfect retail experience for me. Next, Zappos. Zappos, you know, pre-Amazon, and Amazon, of course, bought Zappos. Zappos made buying shoes and or clothing then as simple as it could possibly be done with a 1-year return policy. I don't even know how they do that. That's right, correct. 1 year. To me, it was the perfect customer experience. So in my businesses, because I own service companies, the customer experience is critical. And I've saved every survey card from the day we've opened up one of my companies. I mean, I have a massive box. And when those customer survey cards come back, they go on my desk to this day. Nobody looks at those. I get them first. And I still go through every one of them and I go to my partners. And if there's one that's not so great, it goes on their desk and we talk about it. I'm like, you need to reach back out to this customer because there's a disconnect here. What went wrong here? So what am I talking about? I'm talking about setting one measurable, and I would encourage you maybe to think about customer experience because that one measurable may knock down all the other dominoes for you. It's very simple. Like in our business, this is customer service. This is how we view customer service. Like if we have an issue with a customer and we resolve it, I ask my partners this, has that been resolved? They go, yes. Would they buy from us again? That's question number one. Would they buy from us again? Have you resolved this to the point where they would buy from us again? Number two, would they tell others to buy from us? I want the perfect customer service experience. Even Rolex watches have warranties. So do Mercedes. Things can always go wrong. I'm not saying things don't go wrong. Things can go wrong. But the customer service standard that I've set for my company is, have we done enough to show them that we want their business and we want them to buy from us again? Would they tell others to buy from us? It's funny. I had an issue with a client one time, and I stood strong to it because I felt like she was wrong, but I was nice about it. But we agreed to disagree. She ended up calling me a year later to do business with us because she said, Sean, I disagreed with you, but it's the way we disagreed. She's like, if I'm going to hire somebody, I at least like the fact that I can argue with you a little bit and you still maintain, you're classy about it. You fight fair. You hold strong to what you believe. She goes, I can live with that. In other words, even if it doesn't go perfect, I still like the way you carry yourself when, you know, in proverbial when it hits the fan. And she ended up spending a ton of money with us. Why? Well, number one is my hope is that she'd buy from us after our first experience, but sometimes I would never use you again. And I do believe she did say that. And I said, that's disappointing. But my response is, I mean, we're not the perfect fit for everybody. I'm sure you'll find another great company. I say that in tongue in cheek because I don't think you will. But our customer service experience, because I'm going to give you a measurable. That's what I'm talking about. One thing, how good is your customer experience? I want ours to be so good that even after something negative happening, the 99%, everything goes good. But even in a customer service experience, I want to know whether that customer would buy from us again and would they tell others to buy from us. Why is the customer experience so important? Number one is customer retention is cheaper than customer acquisition. And if you look at the statistics, it's 5 times more expensive to bring on a new customer than it is to retain an existing customer. So it's just good math for me. Personally, I just think it's good marketing. I think it's just good marketing to have a repeat customer telling you, hey, they're fantastic. But that's just me. Next, existing customers are more likely to buy from you than a new customer. We all know that the new customer has to fall in love with you, trust you, you know, go through their little, do they want to spend the amount of money that you charge? They want to, you know, see if that you provide that level of value. I mean, bringing on a new customer, that provides a whole different sale than selling to an existing customer. An existing customer is familiar with you. They trust you. They like your business model or they wouldn't be calling you back. A new potential customer, you got to try that all over again. So it's easier to sell to an existing customer. Well, another reason why I think focusing on the great customer experience, it strengthens your brand. I mean, nothing is better for your brand than customers who love you. Period. That's a drop the mic statement. Nothing is more powerful for your brand than customers who love your company, love your products, love your service, and love you. That's what you want. It strengthens your brand. Next, it gives your team confidence. The team wants to work for a company that's delivering what it's promising its customers. Could you imagine, because I have before, when you work for a company that's, you know, doesn't deliver on anything and it's nothing but dealing with customer complaints? How much fun is that? Well, when you have team confidence, it spills over to employee retention. Again, who wants to work for somebody who all you're dealing with is customer complaints and smoke and mirrors and telling customers things that aren't necessary to, oh yes, you'll be receiving it next week, Mrs. Smith, and you know it's not. No, we'll have a service tech reach out to you today and you know it's not. So it destroys employee retention because who wants to work for a company like that? I think people would love to work for Nordstrom. That's why they call them Nordies. And Zappos has a cult-like following among their culture. Next, when you provide an incredible customer experience, it creates new profit streams. Why? Because your customers are going to tell you, this is incredible, what they want you to offer more. I started a company, it was here, it offered one thing. And the goal was to do $100,000. It was going to pay for a very high-end golf membership that I wanted. Well, now it does $4 million. Well, why? Because my customers kept coming back and saying, well, could you do this? Why? Because we provided as good a customer experience as you could. Can't make everybody happy. We all have the crazy aunt. She's been pissed off since the 60s. You got certain people that you're never going to make happy. I understand that. Remember, I'm the person who said the customer's not always right. But however, you can learn from every customer. And sometimes it's just good business to appease them. I mean, sometimes it's just good business. So what did we talk about? We talked about the one measurable that mattered, and that is the customer experience. Again, you can focus on revenue. You can focus on profit. You can focus on margins. I've used customer acquisition. I've done other measurables, and I like it because sometimes it gets the team focused off of money. All you care about is money. Maybe you set a year to just worry about the customer experience. It's going to knock over a lot of other dominoes. It's going to increase revenue. It's going to increase, you know, team confidence. It's going to increase your employee retention. You're going to get bigger sales because existing customers spend more. It's going to knock over a lot of other dominoes. So focus on customer experience, creating the perfect customer experience. And when you do that, they're going to chase you down for your business. They're going to tell you more things they want you to offer. Set your new customer service standard is, would they buy from us again? Would they tell others to buy from us? That's a standard that we try to use. Again, Sean Castorina with the 10 Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. It's always a privilege. Please rate the podcast, subscribe to it, tell others about it. If you need to grow your business, I would encourage you to reach out to Get Started Marketing. They sponsor the podcast. Thank you so much. We will talk again soon.